Mad Radio on Sports Radio 610, Mike, Seth, and Paul. We are joined right now in our studio by Chris Canetti, who is the former president of the Dynamo, and right now he is the president of the Houston World Cup Bid Committee, aiming to get the World Cup in 2026. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. First, I'll just kind of start broadly. What's the overall update on where the situation is for the bid for that World Cup? What are you guys up to now?
Sure. So just to re-inform listeners, the World Cup is in fact coming to North America in 2026. There's going to be games played in the United States, Mexico, and Canada. The cities in Canada and Mexico have already been confirmed and identified, whereas the cities in the United States have not. So Houston is one of 17 cities fighting for 10 final spots to host World Cup games in 2026. So our quest to win that bid is underway, and we think a decision is coming at some point in late 2020.
Why are we still fighting? Fighting might not be the best word. Nah, let's say fighting. Why are we still fighting over which city versus Mexico and Canada?
I think because the Canadian and Mexican federations, when they sent their bid forward, they included the cities that was going to be in it. And at the time, they wanted to have more of a process to determine which U.S. cities ultimately would get it in the end.
Do you have an idea of how many games each city would get, specifically Houston as well?
Yeah, so there's going to be 80 matches in this World Cup. The field is expanding to 48 teams in 2026. So each city is expected to get 6 matches. So it's really an important thing for people to understand, because when we think back to the Super Bowl, when it came here a couple of years ago, it's really one game on a Sunday, and everything revolves around that game with events over the course of about a week. 150,000 visitors came to Houston for that game. Economic impact, $347 million. We're going to have 6 games and events over the course of 30 days. So imagine the impact it would be. It's like having 6 Super Bowls in Houston in 1 month.
Has there been an event that big in Houston?
Probably not. I mean, this is obviously the largest and most prestigious sporting event in the world. 3.5 billion people tuned in to watch the World Cup in Russia. I know you went, right, Mike?
I did, yes.
But think about that. That's half the world watched the World Cup. And we think of the Super Bowl as such an outstanding marquee event, and it is. But 1.1 billion, with a B, watched the World Cup final last year. Croatia and France were about, 100 million plus watched the Super Bowl. So it's a massive event, and no, nothing like this has ever come to Houston.
Now, when it comes to the World Cup itself, if Houston is fortunate enough to get these games, the six games you mentioned in 2026, I felt, and you mentioned, I was lucky enough to go to a couple of games, one in Moscow, one in St. Petersburg. It's bigger than just soccer, right? Like, that impact is something that, since it's so big in soccer, it's going to be even bigger in Houston if we get the games.
No doubt about it. Again, the Super Bowl, one game, all eyes are on that one game at a time. The World Cup, every day there's going to be something going on in Houston, because if we're hosting 6 games here, on the days we're not hosting, there's going to be a game in another city here, there, there. And everybody's going to be focused in our city about what's going on. We're going to have viewing parties day in and day out, 20, 25,000 people at these parties, bars, hotels. It's going to be massive in terms of what it means for our city.
Between NRG Stadium and BBVA Compass Stadium, do you have a specific idea of which stadium you guys would want to use?
Yeah, the bid package specifically states that all matches will be at NRG. NRG is obviously the size for a World Cup event, and the expectation is that every ticket would be sold for that stadium in all venues across the country. So regardless of the teams that are in it, the World Cup can bring that kind of attendance.
So there's a game coming up on Tuesday. This is a friendly between the United States and Chile, as we're joined by Chris Canetti, who is the president of the Houston World Cup Bid Committee, aiming to get the games in 2026. USA, Chile on Tuesday. Why is this game so important?
Sure. So U.S. Soccer Federation, who's doing a little two-game mini camp here, Orlando and Houston, in a tune-up to what's called the Gold Cup this summer, has picked Orlando and Houston to play these games. And U.S. Soccer is going to play some role in deciding which U.S. cities eventually host the World Cup, and in recommendation to FIFA. So what we want over the course of the next year and a half, 2 years, is all things soccer to be successful in Houston. We need to put our best foot forward as our scorecard is being written out. So when USA Chile comes here on Tuesday, we want there to be a success story around soccer in Houston. So we hope that fans come out. Hopefully they're there because they want to support U.S. soccer and see the match. But if they want to be thinking big picture, it's a small way to contribute to our efforts to win the World Cup bid.
Are we going to get a taste of that kind of World Cup vibe as well, like leading up to the game? Is that something that you guys plan on, not just the game itself, but actually the experience around the game?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, BBVA Compass, they do a wonderful job there in organizing events around the game. It's not just show up 2 minutes before the game and, you know, leave it at the conclusion. There's a great scene around the stadium with activities going on outside. Of course, there's lots of bar hopping going on as well. Yep. So, you know, it's a real neat environment there around the stadium. And it will be very international, you know, all the colors and the pomp and circumstance around an international soccer game. And, you know, it's only... You know, it's a rare occasion for Houstonians to see the U.S. men's national team. They were here in 2016 when they played Argentina at NRG, and prior to that, they hadn't been here since 2007. So it's really only the third time in a long time that the U.S. has come to Houston.
What's the turnout from Chile anticipated to be?
We're not expecting a major Chilean presence at the game. To our understanding, there's not a big Chilean community. You know, typically fan bases of national teams like this will travel, but being a Tuesday night, we're not expecting, you know, people coming in from all over Texas or Louisiana with a Chilean tie. So I think it'll be a very pro red, white, and blue U.S. crowd.
USA against Chile on Tuesday at BBVA Compass Stadium. In terms of timeline for the World Cup, when are we going to know if Houston makes the cut and is one of these 10 cities?
So nothing definitive has been communicated to us in terms of when, but there's an expectation out there that at the end of 2020, maybe early 2021, decisions will be made. And once those decisions are made, all the cities will know. And it will be communicated.
Now, looking at this, so it's 17 cities for 10 spots. Do you kind of feel, I mean, maybe it's hard to gauge. Do you feel like Houston's on the cut line? How would you kind of gauge where Houston is as far as that process?
Well, I don't sleep well at night thinking that we have anything in the bank, that's for sure. I think we've got an unbelievable package. When you think of what we have to offer, we've got a terrific track record of hosting major events, Super Bowl, Final Four, Copa America, you name it, All-Star Games. So we've done it before, right? We've got an incredible venue at NRG. It scores very high. We've got the airports, the convention centers, we've got it all. We've even got, as it relates to soccer, the most ethnically diverse region in the country, which ties in well with the World Games. So there's nothing missing in our package, right? It's just a matter of how does Houston stand out amongst all the cities, right? So we need to, I think, over the course of the next 2 years, really show outsiders what Houston can bring to the table. We're a community that comes together for big things. We make big things happen. So we need to show a lot of excitement, energy around this World Cup. It's going to branch out beyond just soccer. FIFA cares about human rights issues and growing the game and things like that. So it's overall positioning what this event can do for our community over the course of the next 8 to 10 years. So all those things are in play as the decision gets made.
Selfishly, I really want this to come here. I think we all are in agreement on that. What can the average person listening right now do to maybe help the World Cup come to Houston?
Paul wants international women here in Houston, is what he's trying to say.
Everybody's got their, you know, their own motivations. That's fine. It's a great question, Paul. You know, everybody I run into wants the World Cup to come to Houston. Everybody's in favor of it, and they ask the same question. And really, my simple answer is support soccer in Houston, right? Dynamo, Dash, USA Chile, the Gold Cups come in this summer. There's going to be matches at BBVA and NRG. There's going to be other international matches that come to both stadiums this year. So we just need Houstonians to get out, fill those seats, because we need to build a narrative, tell a story. I assume there's going to be a moment in time where I'm going to be able to be in front of people with a presentation of this is who we are as Houston. And you know, the average fan can get out and support soccer and really help build our World Cup narrative.
USA Chile on Tuesday at BBVA Compass Stadium at 7 o'clock. Last thing from me. So Christian Pulisic, who is/will be a big international star, is expected to play in this game. So I feel like that's also added incentive for people to go as well.
Absolutely. I mean, he is the face of U.S. soccer at this time. He's the rising star, the young kid who's now playing in Germany on his way to Chelsea. That, you know, we were holding our breath waiting to see the roster to see if he was going to be on it, and we're happy to see that he is.
Chris Canetti is the president of the Houston World Cup Bid Committee for 2026. Again, USA and Chile. The friendly is on Tuesday night, 7 p.m. at BBVA Compass Stadium. Go there. It'll be a great time. Chris, thank you as always for joining us.
Thank you guys as always.